Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So many of you know that went a few years ago, from 2016 to 2017, I had the opportunity to serve as a state FFA officer. And part of that included a lot of driving. And anyone who knows me pretty well knows that I am not the best at directions. I'm one of those people who I get talking and I'm like, oh yeah, you should have turned right back there. That's me. I get lost all the time. And when I was a state officer, I did a lot of driving. I think I put about 25 or 26,000 miles on my car. We went everywhere. And most of those, I was with another person, so sometimes I didn't have to drive, which was usually pretty good. But when I did have to drive, I would always have someone there to give me directions, so I wouldn't have to rely on my own sense of navigation. And at the end of the year, we all went to local FFA banquets, and that was a solo trip. So I remember one afternoon, I was getting ready to go to Midwest High School, which is in Snyder County. And I'm driving, and I know my way most of the way there, but the last couple miles, I'm not really sure. So I'm like, oh, it's fine, I can just pull out my GPS, it'll be okay. Didn't realize though I didn't have service, but what I did have was my old Garmin GPS that was, I could like attach to the windshield of my car. And I just plugged my GPS location in for the high school, started driving. After a while, I'm like, I should be there. You know, the banquet starts in about 45 minutes. And then I get to my location, and it turns out that I'm in the middle of a cornfield. And not in Midwest High School. So I'm there in my FFA official dress, so my blue corduroy jacket, my skirt, my heels, and my nylons, in the middle of a cornfield, trying to figure out where exactly I'm going. And I eventually figured my way out. But I have this habit of getting lost, directionally speaking, that is. And throughout our lives, this past week at Lenten Bible study, we talked about getting lost. And Bob let us in on a little secret. So he lost one of his daughters once upon a time. Yeah.
Probably on purpose.
Probably on purpose, don't you? So we can be physically lost, right? So we can be directionally lost. We might end up in the middle of a cornfield and we need to go to a high school. We can lose our kids and that terror that happens, that, you know, feeling that kind of grips our hearts when that happens is a little scary. We can also be spiritually lost. And that's a little bit of what today's story is about. And we hear the story of the lost son, the prodigal son, hundreds of times, right? We're very familiar with it. It's a story about a boy who decides that he wants to ask his father for his inheritance. He goes out, realizes he messes up, and he comes back home to the chagrin of his older brother. Today we're going to look at those two sons. We're going to look at the younger son, the prodigal son. We're going to look at the older one. And we're going to see how they're both a little bit challenged and lost spiritually. So first we're going to pop in the shoes of our youngest son. And those of you who remember what it was like to be, you know, in your 20s, your early 30s, or, no, maybe you're still trying to figure life out, it's not super easy, right? So here we have this son who, if we're kind of in his headspace, I imagine that he just wants to be independent, right? And what young person doesn't want to be independent? He wants to go out on his own. He wants to be his own person, and he wants to get away from home to establish himself and who he was meant to be. Sound familiar? Yeah? Okay, good. And when he's doing that, though, a lot of times, young people, myself included, have the right intentions. We don't go about it exactly in the right way. So he says, hey, Dad, in his mind, he's thinking, you know, I don't have money now, but I might have money, you know, in 10 or 15 or 20 years when my father passes away, I can just ask him for that money now. Seems logical. So he does that, and he goes off on his own. He realizes he messes up. And that's something that we're familiar with, right? How many of us have gone off on an adventure, or something that we thought was so well planned out ended up in that spot and realized, yeah, that's not what I thought it was going to be. You know? It might be a job. It might be when we started off in college, we get, you know, 2-3 years in, realizing that, you know, I really, really don't like chemistry, and I'm studying organic chemistry, and this is a problem. We might have a career path change, and yet realize that what we're doing isn't really what we're meant to do. We're at a crossroads, a spiritual one. So we can feel lost emotionally, kind of physically within our lives. And that's kind of where the son is, right? This younger son. This older son, though, he doesn't think he's lost at all. No. He's done everything right. He's checked off all the boxes. He's stayed at home. He, you know, probably looked at his younger sibling and said, oh my gosh, you're leaving. Think of all the extra chores I have to do around the house. And he does them willingly. He's the good kid. He doesn't think he's lost, at least maybe not until his younger brother comes home. And then he just gets mad. Because he sees someone else who had gone off, who had done some pretty questionable things, and he's being forgiven. And that's kind of hard for him to grasp. Because he's done everything right. He hasn't gotten lost. Physically or spiritually, he knows who he is and he knows what he's doing. But as far as how he's living out his actions and what he was taught, that's how he's living out. So these people, you know, who aren't physically lost, but they're at kind of an emotional crossroads. We have these people who are kind of walking around in a labyrinth of different labyrinths, but they're kind of searching for who they're meant to be and what their space is in the world. And that's something that we experience throughout our entire lives. Whether that's, you know, when we're young, when we're trying to figure out, you know, what is my role going to be in high school? Am I going to be a football player? Am I going to be a cheerleader? Am I going to, you know, take all sorts of ag classes and be like the specialized FFA person like I was? Now, who are we going to be? When we go to college, what are we going to study? What's our college identity going to be? We enter the workforce, the same thing. And that really doesn't change throughout our lives. We're still always in this quest to find ourselves. You know, physically or spiritually, sometimes we end up feeling lost. Sometimes we end up in those spaces, and we find ourselves not really sure what's ahead, or scared of what's ahead, or making those big decisions, whether it's a career move, or just telling somebody, you know what, this isn't right for me, I'm going to go this other direction. And that's hard for us. But in those times, I'm going to go back to when I was little, and I was telling those kids that I got lost once upon a time in a grocery store. Usually for me, though, I was pretty short, but you know, I could kind of scan the crowd to look for my mom's red hair. My dad is bald, so I'd either look for redhead or no hair. And I knew I would find the right person. But that moment of panic sets in when you're kind of find yourself all alone, and I remember spinning around in the grocery store, just kind of scanning heads, and I find myself spinning in circles trying to figure out what exactly I'm looking for. Am I looking for a parent? Am I looking for, you know, someone who's in charge? And we find ourselves sometimes in those moments kind of spinning, looking for guidance, right? Throughout our lives, just like I'm sure that younger brother, when he was in the middle of that pig field, and he was like, I know what I need to do, but I just feel like I need a parent. So it's in those moments then, when we're not sure what to do, maybe our parents have passed away before us, maybe our family and our friends are kind of estranged at the moment, maybe we don't have someone we can call and say, hey, I'm just going to run this by you. And you feel lost. It's in those moments where we can turn to a parent. We can find God. Now, he is just as approachable and just as identifiable as someone with bright red hair without any hair. But it's in those moments when we are feeling so lost that we can rely on him. And when we find ourselves in those moments when we are lost When we just need to be found and to be shepherded, and we just need our Father's touch. It's in those moments that we are welcomed back into his flock, just like a lost sheep. He redirects us. He shows us the path out of that maze. He welcomes us with outstretched arms, a fattened calf, and the biggest celebration ever. So this week, when we're feeling lost, either physically or spiritually, maybe reach out to God, ask him for guidance, and thank him for always watching out for us. Amen.